except for a couple of exceptional saves from Marc-Anthony McGinley and a couple of spectacular points from Colin McFadden, you could be looking forward to a senior semi-final this weekend against Kilcar. But before we look at that, there's a couple of intermediate games on as well. Semi-finals tomorrow, an attractive double bill in O'Donnell Park. It's Fanad Gaels and St. Halls in the curtain raiser with the big one between Airua and Milford.
Yes. I would think that's a two tight games, Tom. I say we've played the four teams. Well, Bud's played the four teams in the last couple of years, you know. So Fanna's going very well in Division 3 this year, and St. Noel started off very well, but then they lost big Stephen Griffin there to a knee injury. But I think he's on the way back there now. So
he can
score, Tommy. He scored the first day up. We played him Easter Sunday up, and then he must have scored seven or eight points. You know, he beat us against that point that day. But he's a very, very strong player, you know, and they do look to him in a way. That's the only thing that you would say, you know, with the damn, you know, they look to him too much when they come back from his knee. Maybe fans might be able to get in around him. But I'm still with fancy Snows maybe to come through that if Griffin had a good game, it all depends on him. Although fans are hard to beat, you know, they're very hard to break down, but I really would fancy St. Noel's in that one.
Seamus Nanny Freel is a big blow to fan.
He's out from two, just chatting to the boys last night. We've done a wee training session. He's out too. So Seamus is a big loss to him because he's a strong player and he can get on the ball and score. They don't settle him down a bit when he gets on the ball. You know, he kind of gets his play a bit. So and with Griffin coming back on him out, it just might be the knock Fanard didn't want and maybe the boost that St. Noel's did, you know. So as I say, I would maybe fancy them, you know, in that one. But
yeah,
the next one, the one after that, the Ballyshannon Muppet game, I'd be very, very hard to pick, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, Aero are the farm team in Division 2, and Milford, well, holding their own, shall we say, in Division 1.
Yeah, sure. You know, Tom, I say, last year we played them, you know, they were in a great run, and Danny Donald got them solid and scoring, and they played the game plan, and the footing are strong. He's doing a very professional job there, but we played Ballyshannon once last year, but then when we put out a championship, we kind of travelled up there. We couldn't get a team. After the match, we kind of wouldn't know where to go, you know. So we didn't even bother. We didn't play it, you know. So they're bombing it in Division 2. They seem to be scoring for fun. They beat Buncrana well last week, 2-14-1-7, double scored. But I don't know how well Buncrana played. Apparently, they weren't up for it as much, you know. So that'll be a very, very tight game. I have a wild fancy for Ballyshannon when they won it by a couple, you know. I really, really think that they might turn them over. Although Milford playing a higher division and blah, 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 but Ballyshannon's going up there too, so it's going to be a scoring game, and I just think maybe Ballyshannon might have a scoring forwards to win it, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on to the big one, as we said at the outset, you know, but for a couple of good saves from Marc-Anthony McGinley and a couple of spectacular points from Colin McFadden, you might be looking forward to playing Kilcar yourself tonight in Ballybuffet. You got a good look at St. Michael's up close.
I did. It was more belief, Tom, you know, going up the road, we were all kind of a wee bit thinking, you know, as I told you during the week, we're trying to be a bit more, just be competitive, and, you know, because it's that long since we played in that kind of a standard, you know. So, but when the boys settled under, we kind of stayed under the 10, we settled under it well, but just that wee bit of extra class counts at a higher level, Tom. Even when you look at last week in Mayo and Dublin, Mayo had it, that extra bit of class at the end, was it? The class all week does, you can work hard, you can be strong, you can have the shape and foundation, all you want, but you just need a wee bit of class to take you that extra level, and that's what McFadden had, you know. No matter how many all were solid, and Christy Toy was solid enough, but with that extra bit of class head and shoulders above, but, like at the end of the day, you're going to go all in, and McFadden probably was going to go off player of the year, so you come in there, and you're playing kind of an intermediate side, and he didn't prove just that extra, but you see them up close, like we used to play them years ago, but when he came in the gym, McGinnis brought him on that suggestion, that covers to shoot them. I just thought the keeper too was he seems to be a very, very good keeper as well, you know. So
yeah.
I don't know much about Kilcar. I think Kilcar, to me, they'd be small, they'd be running, they'd be unrounding, and they're too big ready to score, and you've scores coming from, or the McHugh's coming all around. I just think you've scores coming from everywhere from Kilcar, you know.
Yeah.
And maybe the likes of St. Michael's are maybe relying on one or two, which is a problem when you go to a higher level. You know, it needs to come from everywhere. You see Donegal, one all out, and Dublin and Kerry scores have to come from all around the pitch, you know. So you can't really rely on one or two men when you go to the senior level. And that's where maybe seeing St. Michael's up close, and I didn't see Kilcar. But to me, it'll still be a tight game, you know, it'll still be tight. St. Michael's probably got the bad game out of the road, and they'll be happy getting three, and then they're one of those underdogs now, so they've nothing to lose. But he's down fast, he got carried by 4 or 5 in my eyes, you know.
Next weekend then is Niamh Conlon War, so that's going to be another big one.
That's a big one too, and to me, again, I'm not seeing Niamh Conlon, but maybe looking about and the door on the TV there, to me, they're the dark horses this year, and I fancy them to, well, I could just, you know yourself, you can fancy no one, but yeah, take a out. But if I was putting my money in anything, they want to say, I just have a notion about, I think it does. They've got the power and the strength and the motivation on the way back. And to me, they're just the dark horses, and they see an opportunity this year. They want it. You have to go out and want it. You can't say they're going to want it, do nothing about it. And I know they can come with a good day and a bad day. You know, you look at them and you look at the results. But I just think they've got the buck between the teeth this year, and I think they have every opportunity they want it. The power they have, I think that they just might go very close, and I think they'll turn over. We call them.